saw there are three possible ways of analyzing the Mechayiv of Shachianu. Is the Din of the Gavra, which is Rav Huna according to Lishna Kama, it basically says if a Gavra has certain Kalim already, or maybe even he had certain Kalim already, and that was the question of the Baal Amor, does he have to have them, or maybe it's he had them, so he's not going to say a Shachianu when he acquires something like them. Then Rav Yochanan, according to Lishna Kama, says apparently it's a Din in the Kinyan, maybe the Simchas HaKinyan of acquisition, so Yeshlo Kayotze Ben, inheritance, Matana, you're still going to have to say a Bracha. The Lishna Basra is what we like to call a frame shift in Gemara learning. The biologists then stole it from us shamelessly. So a frame shift happens in Lishna Basra when everybody slides over to the left. So Rav Huna slides over to the position of Rav Yochanan in the Lishna Kama. That's Rav Huna and Lishna Basra. It's a din in the Kinyan. And Rav Yochanan and Lishna Basra is Afilu Kana v'chazer v'kana. So it's a din in the Cheftza, apparently. It's a din in the Cheftza. And that's Mechayiv Shehachiyanu. So then the Gemara presents Akashya against the Lishna Basra based on an earlier Machlokes Tanoim. So, Ilan, just take us through the Shakla Vitaria there. So we have Machlokes of Meir of Yehuda that seems to work out rather nicely for the Lishna Kama because this is the Gemara's Kashya. So the Gemara says, yeah, right.
According to everyone, Kana v'chazer v'kana doesn't have.
The way that Reb Meir is formulated sounds a lot like Reb Huna and the Lishna Kama, and the way that Reb Yehuda formulates it sounds a lot like Reb Yochanan in the Lishna Kama. And the Gemara says, no, really, Reb Yochanan will tell you, filu kana v'chazer v'kana tzarech levarech. So then the Gemara says, okay, so then why don't we actually present matters that way? And the Gemara has a fascinating comment. Levi, what's the comment?
Koach d'hetera adif.
Right, and the difficulty with that, koach d'hetera adif, is what, Levi?
Because this isn't really a heter. Of all places to apply this, brachos is like the worst place to apply it. Because I would have thought, you know, we want to be cautious against making a bracha because of the concern of
right, which is always reflected in the general principle, just like, you know, when it comes to Dine Avelos, we always say that a machlokes, we're always paskin l'kula, Dine Avelos, if it's an issue of sakanas nefashos, we always paskin l'chumra, right? Chamira sakanas me'isura, there's no din of bittul when it comes to sakanas nefashos, famous Taz. So, you know, we have the same kind of a situation here. When it comes to brachos, safek brachos lahakel, which is probably as Levi explained it. So the Rishonim, when I say the Rishonim, I mean the Balei Atosos and the Rif that we saw yesterday, said Ben Sion, how do we paskin according to the Rishonim? Have you seen it so far? You paskin, Ben Sion, you're on mute. Right, you don't believe it, you know it. So, Aliba de Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Basra, right? Afilu kana v'chazer v'kana. Which is really interesting, because, you know, in the Gemara, we don't have an indication that that should be the case. Moreover, this is a good one for Mikey. Mathematically speaking, Mikey, what's the most common shita? That's right, in Rav Huna and the Lishna Basra, right? Isn't that interesting? Because of that frame shift. So you might think that should be our psak, that a new kinyan is mechayev abracha, right? But kana v'chazer v'kana, eino tzarech levarech, and probably eino rashai levarech as well. That would be the preponderance, you know, in terms of the shita that's most commonly adopted. Now, Eitan, we saw another very critical point in the Balei HaTosos that then compelled us to open up an entirely different way of analyzing the Machlokes HaAmoraim between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. So what was the comment of the Balei HaTosos that seemed perhaps Lishitasam and opened up the door to a reevaluation of the Sugya, essentially?
It's only by like important items that are like fancy, not right, just like everyday items.
Right, so Bana Bayis Chadash is Megala Milsa on Kana Kalim Chadashim, correct? Right, that's the position of the Baalei HaTosfos. It has to be Kelim Chashuvim. Is there evidence that is contrary to this? Yes, and the Baalei HaTosfos know it in particular. Noam Barinholtz.
The Yerushalmi says that if you buy new rags, you have to make...
Right, so there is a day on the Yerushalmi that says, you know, Chadashim Shchakim, Shchakim Chadashim, right? So we have to know what to make of that exactly. So the reason that we suggest this could be the Shitasam is if you're so oriented to the Chafza, not to the Gavra, not to the Kinyan, but a new Chafza itself is Mechayiv, a Shachianu, so you might really require that it's a Chafza Chashav. It's something of intrinsic significance. But if that's really true, so then, Ilana, take back over. So that might force us to say, no, the Machokes Amoraim is a glacial difference. It's not, you know, an incremental difference of what exactly is Mechayev the Simcha, then the Gavra, then the Kenyan, then the Chatzah. But how might we now, in light of the Baalei HaTosfos, reevaluate the Machlokes Amoraim in the Lamdos? The Rabbi Yochanan Shita is?
That it's the Bailus of the object?
Right, so it's nothing to do with Simcha. Stop talking about Simcha. Simcha is if you say, you know, Yeshlo, or, you know, that, you know, that at least this is your first time making the Kinyan. But once you take it away and you make it about Kana v'chazer v'kana, there's no simcha left here, but it's the acquisition of the chafza per se that's mechayiv v'bracha. She'achiyonu v'kiyumanu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh is not necessarily a question of simcha, that this chafza produces a certain level of simcha, but this chafza itself, Yenison pointed out yesterday, maybe it's toelas, it's mechayiv shehechiyanu. Okay? And we're not interested in trying to figure out, you know, what the simcha factor is, you know, that a person might be experiencing when this is going on. Okay? So we have to now very clearly evaluate these two options. How much is this Shachianu a reflection of Simcha? How much of this Shachianu is a reflection of a particular event happening? Just like, you know, we talked about, you know, particular events being Mechayev Atov Ametiv, particular events being Mechayev Dayan Ha'emes, maybe cutting against the grain of whatever it is that one is naturally experiencing, right? The language of Ein Inyan Zelazeh, you know, comes to mind. And of course, you know, the overwhelming feeling subjectively could be a complete sense of devastation, but a Shachianu or a Tov Ametiv, depending, might be in order in the context of Yerusha. So maybe here too. Simply the acquisition per se of the object is Mechayev a Shachianu. It's a din ilan in kinyanim. It's a din in the kinyan. It's not a din in, you know, your personal reaction necessarily. Okay, so that obviously is something that has to be weighed against the evidence. So you have two ways of analyzing the Machlokes Amoraim, but so far it seems like we have consensus how we paskin. We always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav, and certainly Gavi Talmud the Rav, which is Ravuna. And for whatever reason, we're lining up Aliba the Lishna Basra. That's a little bit more curious, but that's indeed the way that the Rif and the Baalei HaTosfos line up. So ad kan, what we've said so far. Let's take one question from Yenison, and then let's forge ahead.
We're going, and we're saying, I mean, if we're saying that it's all about the chiddush and the kinyan, that theoretically, would certain other different types of kinyan also be shaykh to say a shechiyan on it? For example, like sheilo or kinyan schiris?
Quite possibly. Right? That would be, Yenison, you're asking exactly the right question, is, what, you know, what qualifies as a Kenyan? Right? Mm-hmm. Right? If you know, we probably would say, you know, Hareza Minoitz Ve'eno Mivarech, but, you know, the Kenyan of a Goslin, right? I'm not serious. But, you know, the point is, right, I think we could all agree, Ein Zeh Mivarech Ela Minoitz about that, but you're asking exactly the right question. The more that you say that it's engendered by the chafza, so Yenison, is it a din in bailus or is it a din in rishus? All of our normal chakiros about kinyanim would then become relevant. So if you see somebody talking about, you know, she'ela and shlichus yad and all kinds of issues like that, and bailus versus resus type issues, that would be a very clear indication of that being the proper kivun in the lamdas. Okay, very good. I'm just going to repost to the chat. And then, Barinholtz, you want to read today? Do you have your... You have your whole setup going on?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound good.
Thanks.
Sure. Okay, so we had made our way through the Baal Amar.
Alright. Shall I read?
If you don't mind. That's the way that it sounds like, right? Before we reconfigured Rabbi Yehuda to say no, he would agree. Afilu kana v'chazer v'kana, but it was just lo dichacha kocha de Reb Meir, right? He says that's the way the machlokes tanoim sounded, and if we have two ways of understanding the machlokes hamoraim, right, we should actually be mekel. The whole thing is so dachuk anyway. So the Rashba is saying two critically important things which happen to be deeply related. Okay? Ephraim, what are they? Go ahead. No need to raise your hand. You know, you've already been tomarred.
Sorry. Right. Okay. Yeah. The Rashba is basically saying that first of all, it's a case of, you know, suffix the right hand. So we're gonna pass we should pass him a kula because he applies the idea of a suffix or a bonum kula. It's not just be when you have a halacha case before you, but also in terms of determining the halacha. Number one. And then for two important things is he says that, look, you know, when the Gemara said it, Kadahasya, right, more like the first idea, and then we had to be doche, get to say that really, even Lishna Basra could do with this, right? So, especially because the way we learned it, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan are both, like, you know, two just basically interpreting Rabbi Yehuda, right? But it's not like one of them is Rabbi Meir and one is Rabbi Yehuda. So it's so much more dull to say it like that. So mashma that the first way is the
right. So you hit on one of the issues is that we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan aliba delishna kama, right? Because again, we would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan against whoever his interlocutor really is here. But if we have two ways of interpreting the machlokes amoraim, first of all, for halachic reasons, savig brachos lahakel. So the bigger chiddush is to say kana v'chazer v'kana tzarech levarich. And the fact of the matter is the machlokes tanoim lines up better that way anyway. So the Rashba, no less than the Rashba, says that this whole consensus that we built about Rabbi Yochanan Liba Lishna Basra is a little bit of a faux consensus. He doesn't read the Gemara that way. But you see the deference, and the Rashba says, but I haven't seen this, and the consensus does seem to be in the opposite direction. But we'll see. Somebody was not afraid. Somebody very, very prominent was... you know, nonplussed by all of this, apparently, and read the Gemara on, you know, on its face, and, you know, went to the hilt with that. But the Rashba, right, is a little tentative about bringing this into practice, right? He recognizes that the Minhag Nafot is Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Basra. But Ephraim, not to get too much on you over there on Palmer / Damat, but a little bit, Ikar Chasar Min HaSefer, the most important point that the Rashba makes is what? What's the most... Somebody, there's Zoom should have a, I guess it would be self-defeating of them to have this, but they should have some function where you could say, you know, you're breaking up. Akiva, what was the main point of the Rashba?
He's explaining why just the act of a kinyan would warrant a shachianu.
And so how does he understand the whole sugya in the lambdas?
So he says it's a din in the kinyan, because just to read the line, shebechol eshu mosif liknos, anytime you make a kinyan, mischadeshas lo haana, b'simchas lev. So you get...
So say it better, say it sharper. Don't say it's about the kinyan, say it's about... Say it better.
Oh, it's about...
Say it better.
Chidush?
What's it about? It's not about the Kenyan. It's about... Rami?
Simcha.
The Simcha. It's all just a question of what's going to engender that Simcha. Is it possession? Is it acquisition? Is it the chetz itself? So the Rashba confers our whole mahalich in the lamdus. So if you, again, you want to draw the line, say this is all about simcha, right? Maybe now the two points to try to set up, just like for the Baalei HaTosfos, the fact they paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Alibad Lishna Basra ties into the fact that they should think that the chafsa is really, really important, and that's mechay of the bracha, so it's very natural for them to say that the kelim chadashim have to be kelim chashuvim as well. So for the Rashba, who holds that it's really a din in the simcha that's experienced on the part of the gavra, right, with Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna drawing the line in different places, right, is going to be more likely, for all kinds of reasons, right, he stipulated a number of them, sevek brachos lahakel. Sounds like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about that point anyway. But conceptually speaking, it's a much easier position to defend Simchas HaGavra if you draw the line at Kana V'Chazer V'Kana, which is exactly where he was drawing the line. And say, Ein Sarach Levarech there. How much Simchas HaGavra is that really going to engender? So you'd rather draw the line at Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Kama than Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Basra. Okay? These two points are not unrelated. It was only paskining like Rabbi Yochanan Aliba de Lishna Basra and saying that it really has to do with Kelim Chashuvim that got us thinking about the sugya in a different way. Right? That's why we started yesterday. Again, I'm focusing heavily on the methodology here because that's what this is all about. Right? That the up until that point, we said, why not just look at this like any other Shachianu and assume that it's something to do with Simcha, Simchas Yom Tov, right? Simchas Halev. It was the fact that we have, you know, the idea that it has to be an intrinsically significant Chafetza. And even if you have 100 of them, purchasing the 101st one, and you have to start wondering to yourself, how much Simcha does that really engender? That forced us to say, oh, maybe it's just a din in the acquisition itself of this particular chefza chashev. With all of Yenison's highly appropriate questions, does it really need to be an acquisition? Maybe it's just the functional usage of the matter. Okay, so the Rashba is validating our first approach, but drawing a line in a more natural place according to that approach. Okay, so Akiva, you weren't saying wrong. I just wanted you to say it a little bit sharper. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Kana Kayotze Bahen V'yesh ten tachas yado tzarech levarech shebechol eis shu mosif liknos mischadesh eslo hana v'simcha slave michlal d'yesh lo kelim b'yerusha v'kana divrei hakol tzarech levarech. Okay, so the whole idea here is that the Rashba draws the line in terms of hana and simchas halev, right? He says that's the basic idea of this entire sugya anyway, and he'll defer in the end the Rashba will defer to the more common practice that Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Delishna Basra, but the way that he would have it would be perfect for his conceptualization. Because it's much easier to imagine a Simchas HaGavra in either a situation where you had nothing like it, Rav Huna, or Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Delish Nakama, where it's your first time purchasing it. To say that the 101st, the 102nd, 103rd pair of Chuck Taylors engenders the same Simcha is a much, much further bridge. It's something the Rashba is going to live with in the end. Right? That's exactly what he says. Ra'isi l'rabosein ra'poskim shepasko k'Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Delishna Basra, and I'm willing to live with that. But obviously what I was setting up this whole time is the fact that not everybody is willing to go along with this. Daniel, who am I referring to? Where's Daniel? I can't see. There you go. Top left. Next to me. So which very, very prominent Rishon thinks, apparently, that that's exactly where we're going to draw the line.
The Rambam.
That's correct. I think. It's a machokas in the Nosei Kelim. It's a little astonishing the Hagos Maimunios were so blinded by their fidelity, their fealty to the Maram Rutenberg that they tried to, pull the Rambam over to the Balei HaTosfos. Tendentious. Very hard to defend, right? The Hagos Maimonides want to pull him over. But the Kesef Mishnah is Modal Emes. Okay? Shimi, let's put the Rambam on the ledger. We'll see this infamous Hagos Maimonios, and then we'll balance it with the Kesef Mishnah. Go ahead.
Brachos Acheros Nidvar Acherim Harbe She'in Bapsicha Velo Chatima Tiknu Chachamim Derech Shevach Vahodaya La'akadosh Baruch Hu Kimo Brachos Tefila Shekvar Kesav Num Ve'elu Hein Habone Bayis Chadash Ve'akona Kelim Chadashim Ben She'yish Lo Kayotze Ibrahim Ben She'in Lo
Correct. So this is where the Rambam starts the Perek. We've already discussed the structure of the Perek according to the Rambam, right? Very important, right? Instead of the national items coming first, as they do in the Mishnah. That was Ilan Sayara from about 3 weeks ago or so. This is a paradigmatic case of the Rambam. So it sounds like the Rambam, right, very clearly is saying Rabbi Yochanan for the Lishna Kama. Okay? Nothing to write home about other than the fact that the other Rishonim all lined up on the Lishna Basra. And you already heard the Rashba, say, it makes me very queasy, but what am I going to do? So, the Agos Maimonios, in a truly astonishing line, there's nothing, no other way to say it, says,
V'chein Perashi,
right, v'chein perish ri, right, the Balei HaTosfos. V'chein
perish ri, v'afilu kana v'chazer v'kana, v'rabi Yochanan l'gabei Rav Huna.
Right, so they say, no, nothing to see here. The Rambam really agrees with my Rabbi, right, and his Rabbi. Afilu kana v'chazer v'kana. Except, does anybody believe that? Okay, so that's not what the Rambam said. Let's just read the Rambam again. Did he say kana v'chazer v'kana? What did he say?
Right, he explicitly said chadashim.
Okay, fine, but you could say kana v'chazer v'kana, kelim chadashim. But he goes out of his way to say, Bain. Bain Yeshlo, Bain Ainlo. That's the whole diyun of the Lish Lekama. That's the whole machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan. So David Rabbani, when you take, do the honors for us of the Kesef Mishnah?
Okay.
This is, he says, but here's the hard truth. By the way, it's not only him. I think the Ramach has it also. Divir Rabbeinu.
Shekata bein sheyesh lo keyotzi behem, bein ein lo keyotzi behem, velo katav bein kana keyotzi behem, bein lo kana keyotzi behem, nirashu posei kulish nakama dur yochanan, ukvar tama alav haramach.
Right? The Ramach, Moshe Cordovero, right, one of the most important Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, right, says, well, you know, how's the Rambam going to do this? You know, the Rif, his own tradition, the Bali Atosvos, right, even the Rashba backed down, you know, anachronistically. So, you know, the Rambam didn't back down. The time of the Milsa, so the Kesef Misha says, I don't think it's such a Pella at all. In fact, I think it makes perfect sense. The time of the Milsa,
nearly Ladat Rabbeinu Shehu Mishum De Vigmara Otive Lerv Yochanan Lishna Batra Vafogav Deshani Shinuya Dechekahu Dekamishani.
Vafogav, right? Deshani Shinuya Dechekahu Dekamishani. Right? It's a very dachuk answer. Because the Mishnah says, I have a hard time believing it. Right? What does it answer? Kocha.
Kocha de Hetera Adif Lay. Adifle. Kolomar Shane Sarach Lavarich Lishna de Hetera Lo Shayach Shapir Bein Sarach Lavarich Vilishna Kama de Lo E Tutav Adif Tfe Kunis Garlama.
So this is an amazing thing. The Kesef Mishnah said, if you ask me, the Rama makes perfect sense. Right? He says, look, read the Gemara. The Gemara had Akasha only Aliba de Lishna Basra. And did he walk away so compelled by the answer? Oh, the reason that Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda had a machlokes, not about kana v'chazar v'kana, but about yesh lo kayotze behen, was koach de hetera adif. That's a heter? That's the natural thing to say. Savik brachos lahakel. So the Lishna Kama is pristine. And then there's all the arguments, basically, that the Rashba made, right, but sort of was mitkapel at the end because he felt, you know, that, you know, look, you know, Rabosenu HaGedolim were already aligned, the die had been cast, whatever it is. So the Rambam says, I don't know anybody in Nikol. Any paskins will leave the Lishna Kama? And that, of course, has very broad conceptual significance, and I think very much along the lines of the Rashba. Very much along the lines of the Rashba. If you were to ask me for the Rambam, I would tell you that this position is not just the firmer position in the Shakla Vitaria and the Gemara, though it surely is. That's the Rashba's Hayara. But conceptually as well, it keeps Shachianu more solidly within the framework of a din and simcha. It's very hard to believe, unless somebody had a true addiction, that purchasing something for the 103rd time could truly engender simcha just like the first time. It almost sounds pathological. So granted, if you want to say, fine, Rabbi Yochanan's not a din and simcha at all, it's a din in kinyanim, I can live with that. But if you understand Shachianu to be reflection of a certain degree of simcha, once again, as the Rashba himself would have done, had he not, you know, felt the need to back down, a much more logical place to draw the line is either you don't have anything like this, or this is the first time that you yourself have purchased them. By the time, the second time that you're doing it already, Kevan de Dashbe, you know, it's not as novel, right? This, as the expression goes, you know, the novelty wears off in life. And that seems to be exactly the Pshat and the Rambam. So what's really interesting here is I'll admit that the Rambam is something of a Das Yachid, but he's not really, if you learn the Sugya well, a Das Yachid. Because, you know, you could just kind of imagine it. You know, the Rashba, you know, you put the Rashba and the Rambam in the same room, I'm not seeing a whole lot of daylight there. I'm not seeing a whole lot of daylight. I think they actually fundamentally agree about the lumdus in the sugya and the psak halacha that should come out of that. Dahainu, Rabbi Yochanan aliba delishnakama. Noam Barinholtz from the Country Club in Teaneck.
Yeah, I have two questions. First, if like the Rambam and the Rashba are so logical, just based on the meaning of the Gemara, why are they the only ones who actually say this?
Well, that really gets into the question of how you understand koach de hetera. It's hard to deal with that without dealing with that issue, what the answer to that question is.
Okay. And then also, why does the Gemara even need to bring in koach de hetera? Like, why are they talking about, like, why are they arguing about this and arguing about this? Can they just argue about one thing?
Well, again, again, as Rav Schechter likes to point out, it's not that there's some ironclad rule that Amoraim can't argue with Tanoim. It does happen. But the default position in the Gemara is that if you already have Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda arguing about something, and we have two different traditions about how to understand the Machlokes Amoraim, it would make more sense to say that each Amora was Somech on a different Tana. That would be okay. The more authoritative tradition. Is it impossible that an Amora developed a Shita that was not reflected in the Tanoim? Yes, it's possible. But in the Talmud, usually what we find is that the Amoraim would want to be based on earlier traditions from the Tanoim. Is it ironclad? It's not ironclad. It's what the Rashba calls Dechika. It'd be unlikely, you know. Okay. So we now have complicated matters of Psak Halacha, but in so doing, we've actually affirmed our default presumption that the sugya seems to revolve around drawing a line in different places about things that engender simcha. Okay. And, you know, when you take a step back and you really think about it, we'll come back. Akiva, I can't see you. That's why I now see that it notified me that you raised your hand. But since I couldn't see you, it just looked like a disembodied hand, you know.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the video. My computer is very close to dying and I don't have a charger, so I'm trying to conserve battery so I can last through Shir.
Oh, wow. And so turning off the video does that.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Okay, so this is like a very wise measure on your part to, accept a little bit of a dilution to sacrifice, you know, an aver so that the organism can survive, a phenomenon.
So in terms of, if we're saying that it's really a din in simcha,
yeah,
and simcha's hakinyan specifically, then I understand why if you're kana v'chaz or kana, let's say right after, so like you're the second time, so it might not be as much of a simcha, but if you had something like this 10 years ago, and
yeah,
by 10 years later, and so you might have the same kind of simcha at that point. So
no
why
question.
Isn't it tied to some sort of timing issue? Why
very
do
good.
You say it's objective?
And achanami? That's a very good chiluk to draw. But again, Akiva, that makes sense, right? If you think that the mechayev is simcha, right? If you're willing, if you're going in that direction, which seems to be the direction that the Rashba and the Rambam were going in, right? You would agree that if it's really a din and kinyan, then it makes no difference whether it's 4.2 seconds later or 4.2 millennia later, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's going to be the nafkamina or a potential nafkamina. again, Yenison's question from earlier is like a different iteration of that exact question. Again, what he was saying was, if you just look at it from the other point of view and you start thinking about it in terms of, you know, the acquisition of this chatzah, we don't care a stitch about your simcha, is going to be mechayev v'shachianu. So the question is, how do you define acquisition? What's a kinyan? The inyan shachianu. Is it a kinyan bailus? Is it a kinyan rishos? Let's say there's shutfus. You know, doraisa derabanan. Right? It's a very interesting idea. When should you make the bracha? We're going to see, you know, that's the whole issue of the smak later on that we'll get to, of when you should make the bracha. But again, you know, that's going to be a referendum. I don't want to, you know, do the too much of a spoiler. But again, let's assume just for a second, playing around with this issue of how we understand Shitas Rabbi Yochanan in the end, kind of a chazer v'kana, tzarech levarech, and especially according to those Rishonim who paskin alib b'dlishna basra, the Balei Tosfos and the Rif. Let me ask you, Akiva, the following question. How would timing of the Shachianu be a good nafkamina between Simcha versus Bailus?
Well, because you would say that after a certain amount of time, so you might regenerate the ability to have Simcha.
Yeah, no, that's what you were saying before. I'm just pushing you one step further. I'm just saying, let's say, you know, that you have, it happens to be that you don't have anything like this, but we do paskin kind of a tzarech levarech. So if you think that what Rabbi Yochanan meant is that there's always a measure of simcha, so when should the bracha be timed for?
Right when you...
For your time of maximal simcha. I don't know.
When you use it.
Yeah, probably when you put it on, when you use it. I would have guessed something like that, that maybe that's when you really start enjoying it. If you think it's the acquisition of the chatzah itself that is always mechayev, right, a new bracha, then what?
Then Shas Kenyan.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. So timing of the bracha will be an obvious nafkamina of the question of simcha versus Kenyan.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, just, you know, you can start to anticipate with the proper model, you can start to anticipate, you know, people lining up on both sides and then, you know, some of the nuances. Okay, good. Okay, so we saw the Rashba, we saw the Rambam. Let me just get at least one more Rashba onto the ledger for today. Eitan, I don't think you read for us yet today. Do you deny it? Yeah. Yeah, I just want to get this Rashba in, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I just have printed out an older version of the source sheet, so I was just
making it. Oh, okay. I'm always adding more, so you have a little more to, you know, to learn Bechavrusa each day. Okay, so I didn't mean to put you on the spot then.
No, I have the Rashba here.
Okay.
Bana bayis chadash v'kana kelim chadashim. Yerushalmi lo sof davar chadashim ela afilu shchakim chadashin hein lo v'chazav haray v'tzal de chadashim dinaka l'meute machran v'chazav v'kana osan.
Oh, so one second. So that's fascinating. That's just, it's really an amazing line. So the Ravid says, you know, Torah Hashem Tmima, we've got to look at other models, right? Ki kach ish isha, right? Haisha niknes. It is a Kenyan. So maybe we can learn something. Right, kind of a chazer v'kana. So machzer grushaso, obviously, v'halcha v'haisel isha acher would throw a monkey wrench into all of this, but let's assume she didn't. So a person can be, not a kohen, obviously. But a machzer grushaso, right? So how does the Ravid feel that sheds light on our sugya? What's his heyara? Fine?
In the sugya over there, we say that because the pasuk says ki kach ish isha chadasha lo yitzei batzava, so it only applies when the isha's chadasha, meaning that you've never been married to her before. Even though you're doing a maisa kinyan again, right, for her, if you had done a maisa kinyan before, and then divorced her, so she's not considered chadasha to you. In the same way, if I bought, you know, this Ferrari,
and then, you know, I sold it. So if I go back and buy it again in my midlife crisis, you know, so it you can't say that the car is really chadasha to me.
So what does that sound like? Right? It's no less a Kenyan, but
it's very similar to.
Right. And is that a surprise, given that we're, you know, the Rashba is quoting this, you know, approvingly? Seem?
No, it's it makes perfect sense with what we've seen for the Rashba.
Yeah,
so
it's exactly
like kind of the middle road of Yochanan.
Right. And by the way, what's the other, right? That whole parsha of Lo Yitzei Batzavel Lo Yavor Lav, right, the Chol Davar, it's actually thank you, right? It's related to the Simchas Hanisuin. The Haraya, what's the other Raya that about this? About Machzer Grushaso being Mutter when?
Sphira, no? No.
Well, Sphira, that's just, okay, that's already at the level of Minhagim. Give me a potential Doraisa.
Yubis Chodesh?
Is that on Chol HaMoed?
Good, thank you. Good, Akiva, excellent. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. But Machzer Grushaso doesn't impugn the Simchas Yom Tov. Okay? Excellent. Eitan Mermelstein, go ahead.
Baruch Hazo Mavarich Avsa Mishaz Kinyon Ava Bish Adayin Lo Nishtamish Vahen She'in HaBaruchos Ela Al Simchas Aleiv Shu Sameach B'Kinyasan O'B'Binyanon Kedarach Shu Mavarich Al HaGishamim Mishaz Yiridasan Ava Bish She'in Hanasan Nikares Miyad V'chein near Amin Hayirushalmi, the Garcinan Hassam, Kana Omer Shafiano, Nitan Lava Matana, Omer Baruch Hadobe Amitiv, Lavash, Omer Baruch Melvish Arumi. V'avabi, Shiesh Birushalmi Zek Tzat, Shain near a Kane, Minagmara, Shain Chiluk Bigmarin, Bain Kona, Labain Ashinasan Lava Matana, Elabain Hecha de Islay, Shutfa, Delaysle Shutfa, V'chein Das Haravid.
Okay, so he says. More to say about this, because apparently, you know, the Yerushalmi seems to be drawing distinctions that we didn't find in the Bavli in terms of Matana and Kinyan, things that we have to look at. But he makes a really interesting, and this is why we set it up the way that we did, perhaps even, you might say, slightly counterintuitive argument by his own lights, right? This is Akiva, exactly what we were trying to don before, just literally 2 minutes ago. But he says, nearly that when would you make the bracha? What's the timing? Even though I'm a simcha man,
time of the Kenyan.
Yeah, right. So again, you learn this like 100 times or 500 times. You always have, I guess, certain predilections. I always surprised a little bit by this, Ezra. To be candid, you know that to me, I don't know. It seems like the hana is that at first usage. You know, take a spin around the block, as opposed to the acquisition itself. But you could see the other side of it. You know, it's like that fellow told me on that Friday night walk back from shul. It's the joy of the transaction that keeps me in the game. So anyway, he would have no trouble with this Rashba. So I guess what he was trying to raise my consciousness about. One could imagine different shitos about that. So again, the Ravid has an incredibly important contribution to this entire discussion. So he's on board with the simcha-based approach, which we think is not just the Rashba, but we strongly suspect is the Rambam as well. And he says, okay, kana v'chazer v'kana, kelim chadashim. But if it's a Machzer Grushaso kind of a situation, as Ephraim so colorfully described for us about the Ferrari that's coming back into your life, right? So that's not going to engender Shechianu, right? And the model that's being used is a Daraisidic model. Right? The Ravid is saying, Kol Detikun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisatikun. So look at Machzer Grushaso. That's a Kenyan that typically is associated with simcha, v'simach es ishto asher lakach, machluk es rash and unklus, im ishto, es ishto, right? Yas itete, im itete. It's probably both. If you're misameach her, you'll end up, you know, pretty happy yourself. If you're not, you'll probably be pretty miserable. Maybe there's really no machlokes. Okay, it's for a later stage. We can talk about it. The point is that it says the midaraisa, we already have models in terms of how kinyanim are misameach. And I think I mentioned to you one time that, you know, you have to be careful about how and where you present this information. But in his presentation of mitzvahs gerushin, how exactly, do you guys remember how the Sefer Achinuch refers to Ishto? Explaining how it could be that there is an institution of gerushin in halacha if you're not dealing with a situation of ones or mefate. I see Ephraim's hand, the Zoom hand, the blue hand.
That the same way when you're, you know, when you, if you want something, you can buy it. And then if you don't like it anymore, you can sell it. You can, so there's a way to undo your kinyan in terms of ishas.
Well done. Kli chemdaso. Right? Certainly your most prized, right? Ateres bala. But, you know, if you needed to, I'm not saying this seriously, but, you know, you could, you know, divest your ownership over your atara through a variety of different mechanisms. That's the Sefer HaChinuch's position, that it is a kinyan. And that continues to define the halachic parameters. Now again, the Sefer HaChinuch isn't recommending it. It says, you know, Ayin Gemara Gittin Daf Tzadi, Mizbeach Morid Alav Demos. Nothing could be more tragic or serious when unwarranted, but the model of the kinyan still applies. And so the Ravid is doing something brilliant. Not a surprise. The Ravid is telling us, look at the Daraisa models of kinyanim and simcha to figure out this bracha. And machzer grushaso means that kana umochar v'kana afilo liba de Rabbi Yochanan eno tzarech levarich. Because he does understand it to be about simcha. Now, here's the fascinating point. If you want to go down that other road, lesser traveled, admittedly, the Chitas Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba de Lishna Basra, Aliba de Balei HaTosfos, that it's only Kelim Chashuvim, is not really a din in simcha altogether, but is simply a din in kinyan per se. But you can detach it from simcha, then the raya Ephraim from Machzer Grushaso falls away. Because now you've completely detached the question of kinyan from the question of simcha. Right? Nobody would deny that Machzer Grushaso is a valid kinyan. And so if Shechianu here is not a referendum on simchas halev, but simply is a requirement upon making the kinyan, kind of like we saw in terms of Mace Aviv, you know, V'yarsho, according to some of the Acharonim, that Ein Inyan Zela Zeh, you could be brokenhearted, but it's the Toela Sheyesh B'davar, then the Machzer Grushaso Raya is not worth anything. Because the whole premise of the Machzer Grushaso is, what can we say about kinyanim that are affiliated with Simcha? Okay? So the Rayavid is completely committed to this idea of a kinyan engendering simcha, and that being the explanation for Shachianu. Now, we're not going to get to it inside today because we're already a little bit late. But, of course, who is the one that was extremely skeptical? We'll get to it tomorrow. But what's the shita that we have that will present the highest degree of skepticism over all of this? Is, of course, the shita of collector's item? What's that? Noam has been rendered silent. Ilan, who's Shita? Just totally skeptical of the entire discussion. Shita of? Somebody besides Ephraim? Not the rush. Playoffs? Barinholtz? Baron?
Is it Balei Tosfos?
No, they're totally on board with the sugya. Okay. The Balei Tosfos happened to quote him. Akiva, you have it?
I don't think I got there yet in the Makoros.
No? Ilan? Okay, Ephraim? Turn it back over to you.
I'm not sure. I was going to say that there was a Hashulchan from last year, but I don't know now.
About 1,000 years late. Rav Shri Ragon. From Tosus and Sukkah.
David typed that in the chat.
Oh, David, I'm sorry. I didn't see you or hear you. I'm sorry. That's right. Very nice, Rabbani. Okay, so that's well done. David, thank you. Give credit where credit is due. B'shem Omro. That's exactly right. Rav Shri Ragon was totally skeptical of all of this. He didn't buy it. No shame v'malchus here. Right? Okay. So more on that tomorrow.